getting into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me on the air today is Lincoln County Clerk April Brunsky. April, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really, you do appreciate your time today to chat about, of course, an election year again. It seems like it happens all the time, but some changes this year when it comes to the primary election and party affiliation after the crossover voting laws that were passed recently in the state of Wyoming. So, April, just give us a background on maybe what the rules were before, and then remind us and tell us what's happening now this year that's new.
Sure, yeah. So in the past, voters were used to being able to make changes or declare their party affiliation anytime up until the primary election, and even on election day that was allowed. With this new law change, there's now a lockout period in which voters will no longer be able to do that. And this is currently registered voters. And that lockout period is the day before the candidate filing period begins. So May 15th is the cutoff date. Voters will not be allowed to make changes to their party affiliation. Unaffiliated voters will not be able to declare a party affiliation after that date, which may, come as a surprise to some voters at the polling place on election day, but that will no longer be allowed. They've got to have that decision made prior to the filing date, which is May 16th, the deadline to make the change is May 15th.
So May 15th, in as in like 2 weeks, right? So that's coming up real quick.
Coming up, on us quickly here. We've been trying to get the word out, putting information out in the newspaper, on our website, just doing all we can to make voters aware that they need to get this done if they're looking to make any changes.
April Brunsky, Lincoln County Clerk on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. April, you mentioned this, but just to reemphasize, this only applies to voters that are already currently registered, correct?
Right, that is correct. It does not impact voters that have not registered with us yet. They still will be allowed, as they have been in the past, to register, anytime now, up until 14 days prior to the primary election. We do have that cutoff period, but if a voter needs to register and vote by absentee during that time frame, they would be allowed. And we also have same-day voter registration, which is allowed at the polling location.
April,
so that hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm. No, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that hasn't changed for voters. They can still plan on coming in and registering to vote at the polls on election day. This is just something for the currently registered voters, not allowing those changes.
So you have until May 15th to declare or change party affiliation. That's April Brunsky on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. April, how does someone, if they wanted to declare or change, a currently registered voter that wants to do this, what's the process like? How do they do so?
They can, we have several locations where this can happen. Of course, here at the courthouse, at the county clerk's office, at our Aspen clerk treasurer office, and any of the municipal clerk offices, they are registry agents, and these changes can be made through their offices as well. It is allowed to do by mail if it's notarized. We're kind of running out of time on doing that. But that would be an option as well.
Now, what are the benefits? Maybe someone that is a registered voter already, but maybe hasn't declared a party. Is that a requirement? Is there any benefit to having a party declared by the 15th of May?
It would be if they're looking to vote in the primary election. What I've seen in the past is that our unaffiliated voters come into the polls during the primary election and realize that there's no ballot for them to vote on if they do not live in the municipal limits in one of our towns. Those are our only candidates in the primary election that are nonpartisan. And so if you're not registered as a party, you can vote on, you know, the municipal mayor council races. But I do see and have seen in the past, this is where those unaffiliated voters want to change over and declare a party. So they need to be aware that they're no longer going to be able to do that.
And just to maybe clarify again, April, this is statewide, right? And so when someone comes to you guys at your office after the deadline and tries to make some changes or to declare, this is coming from Cheyenne. This is a statewide thing.
Right. Yep. This was a statewide law change, and voters who are currently registered cannot just withdraw their registration during that time frame so that they can come and re-register under a different party. That was put into the law as well to prevent that loophole from happening.
Lincoln County Clerk April Brunsky telling us the details on the new crossover voting law changes that have gone into effect this year. So May 15th, the deadline to declare a change party affiliation for currently registered voters. April, anything we missed on this topic specifically that you think you need to mention today?
No, nothing that's been missed. I just hope that, you know, the word has gotten out and people that are wanting to make those changes do so here directly. One other change I wanted to mention real quickly is the time frame on which absentee ballots can be sent out. In the past, it's 45 days prior to the election, and that still is in place for our UOCAVA voters, which are our uniform and overseas citizens. That's a federal law. That has not changed. But for any other absentee ballot request, that time frame has been cut down to 28 days prior to the election. And so voters should be aware of that if they're looking to receive an absentee ballot.
April, if anyone has questions on any of these changes or anything else when it comes to the election cycle, what's the best way to get in touch with either you or those in your office?
You know, they're feel free to call me directly. My number is 877-2021. You know, I'm here to answer any questions or concerns that anyone might have with the election process. Just another reminder, voter ID requirement at the polls. I think voters should be used to that from the last election, but that is still in place and they won't be allowed to vote without showing their ID. Our county website has a lot of good information as well as far as what is acceptable for showing ID at polls, registering to vote, the candidate filing information that's coming up. That's out on our website as well.
That's April Brunsky, Lincoln County Clerk, and details on the crossover voting law changes in May 15th. Is the deadline now to make those changes or to declare. Clerk Brunsky, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.